What would you do if you were preparing to teach a few online sessions on the letter from Paul to Philemon? For the last month or so, I've been thinking a lot about this, and particularly in the last week. So I've been pulling out some sources, going through some things. Here are a few things that I'm doing. First and foremost, I've been reading the text repeatedly, being in the text of the letter. Secondarily, I've gotten some sources out that I've collected over the years, particularly some articles, some translation work I've done in the past. Here's one article I've looked at again and begun to make some notes from. This is a brief article from the blog called The Textual Mechanic. The particular post is titled Paul's Letter Carriers Tychicus and Onesimus. Now, both these names are mentioned in the letter to Colossians, and the connection between Colossians and Philemon is virtually assured, but we're not sure exactly how far the connection goes. What we do know is the name Onesimus is mentioned in both letters, and just interesting to know a little bit more and to have a little reference work with some other sources named, some footnotes that I can follow up on later. Something about couriers, letter carriers, that Paul used in this case and what that was like in the larger world at the time. Well, I've been reading also in a thesis. Haven't found too much value in this one, but I was glad to receive it from my friend Gary. This thesis is called Paul as a Prisoner, quote unquote, a socio-rhetorical analysis of Paul's letter to Philemon. This is, a 12-year-old thesis on the master's level. And there are some tidbits that are worthwhile, but overall I'm finding that there's not a whole lot of value for the approach I'm taking strictly to the text. This is more sociological than rhetorical, in other words. There's a lot of benefit sometimes in this type of analysis, but I just don't find too much in this particular work. Well, a local library has a few commentaries. Commentaries are secondary sources or even tertiary sometimes, and it's rare that you would want to start with a commentary, but I do want to have some other people's thoughts available to me, so today I checked out four commentaries. Two of the four I expect to find particularly valuable in terms of how they deal with the early reception and treatment of this letter. So these are kind of church fathers' works, and I want to find out what was said early on in the early centuries of Christianity about the letter. Speaking of the early times, I have this massive tome by the philosopher Will Durant. It's called Caesar and Christ, The Story of Civilization. I pulled this book out today, and the last section, this is kind of five books in one, but in book five, which is titled The Youth of Christianity, there's some sections that I think are going to inform me more about the institution of slavery and the classes in the first century. So that kind of thing could really help as I read and try to interpret and communicate, teach about the situation that led to the letter to Philemon, because of course there's a slave and a slave owner involved in it. Well, again, focusing on text is first. Some of these other sources may help. I've also pulled out some of my old notes and translation work. I'm going to get back into that maybe tonight and over the next couple of days for sure. I'm going to dig into some vocabulary. Toward that end, on another shelf, I have my primary Greek reference works, a couple of Greek New Testaments, version 28, version 27 of the USB text. I have grammar works, and the main source I'll probably be using is the primary lexicon of the Greek language that's available to scholars today. This is the BDAG, or Bauer, Danker, Arndt, and Gingrich, the Greek-English lexicon. And so when I'm encountering vocabulary words, this is a way to determine the range of meaning or to get a sense of the range of meaning of the word in the time. So I'll be looking some words up and trying to determine some possibilities for interpreting. These are just some of the things that I'm doing to prepare for teaching, and there will be more. But again, primarily, I want to be in the text. I hope you'll continue to join me for these sessions on Philemon. I will attempt to share a few more readings of the text in different versions, and we'll also delve into some of the details within the text over the next few sessions. Thanks for being here.